Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and joining me in the studios this morning from the Carbon County Sheriff's Department, I've got the Sheriff Jeff Wood and Justin Needles. How are you guys this morning?
We're so happy to be here this morning. I brought Justin Needles in. He's going to talk about some emergency preparedness stuff today.
Fantastic. And you know what, Sheriff? Every time you're in, it's a little bit of a refresher on some of the things that are going on in the community and reminders for people to kind of stay safe. So, Justin, I'm glad that you're here today because it's a big week. We need to make sure that we let everyone know about it. Let them know what they need to do to be prepared.
Exactly. That's excited to be here.
All right. Well, Justin, why don't you tell me a little bit about what this week means and what it is that as a community we can do?
So this week has been declared National Flood Preparedness Week. And as you know, in the past, we've had lots of floods in the last 4 to 6 years. So we're just out letting the people know one of the biggest things that they can do is get flood insurance. That's probably the biggest way to protect yourself. Flood insurance is going to cover you whether it's a natural disaster, a water line break, sprinkling system, anything that goes wrong is going to be covered under that flood insurance. That's one of the best ways to protect yourself from a flood.
So we have had some crazy times where all of a sudden, you know, it's raining a little bit, and then next thing you know, we are getting notifications here at the radio station that areas are flooding, and it happens quick. And once it starts, there's really only so many things you can do to stop it. I mean, it's really tough. But if you're prepared in advance, you're going to keep that from happening.
Yep, that's one of the big things is knowing where you're prone to flooding. So if you know that your basement generally gets water in it from a rainstorm, you know, try and fix the drainage in your yard, those kind of things. One of the biggest things you can do is make sure your rain gutters on your house are working properly and that they're actually dispersing onto the grass about 2 feet away from your house. Because if you can do that, the ground's going to do what it's supposed to do with water. We have a lot of people in the area that run their rainwater right into a storm drain, and that actually overwhelms the system and makes more problems. So if you can actually run that across your lawn, it slows the water down, disperses it, lets the ground absorb it, and do what it's supposed to do.
And then it waters your lawn.
And it waters your lawn. You can turn your sprinkling system off for a few days.
Right, exactly. So now is the time that we're going to be starting to think about these types of things. And so be prepared, be ready, so that when it does start raining like crazy, and I mean, the past couple of years have proved that we have a very high chance of flooding again. So take those precautions, be ready. And as always, you can pick up those sandbags at the county offices.
Yep, you can always pick up sandbags out at the road shop. We always have some ready to go. We're, you know, always prepared in that sense. We always hope that that's not what it comes to. And if you have other concerns, questions, you can always call the emergency management office at 636-3740.
636-3740. Make sure to give them a call if you have any questions at all. They'll be able to help you out. Well, Sheriff, is there anything else that you wanted to mention this morning?
You know, this is a big weekend for us in the county. It's the kickoff of the community event season, I like to call it. So there's lots happening. There's the parade. Look for the sheriff's office at the parade. They'll be there with the CERT group. CERT group's also going to be advertising our Neighborhood Watch program. We're trying to get that started countywide. So anywhere within the county that you want to be involved with the Neighborhood Watch, we're happy to start that program. And we need some volunteers to step forward for that. Green Eggs and Ham Breakfast starts on Saturday. I think that starts at 9 o'clock or is it 8 o'clock? It's bright and early, I know.
8 a.m.
So I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there serving food at the Green Eggs and Ham Breakfast. I think that's for a good cause. It's for the Humane Society. I think Pinnacle School has their bazaar going on as well. And Home and Garden Show out at the fairgrounds.
Right. There are a ton of things going on. Also, another one of those fun things are over at the Notre Dame Community Hope Center. You can head on over. There's going to be games for the entire family. It is the corned beef and cabbage lunch and dinner. And that starts at noon and goes clear until 8 o'clock.
That's a good time. Lots happening. It'll be a good day to be around and just hit. I try to hit them all.
I know.
A good time.
That's my thing. Start with breakfast, head over to the parade, head over to the Hope Center, head to Pinnacle. I mean, you can't, day is jam-packed.
That little Pinnacle event's just a good time. I've participated in that for many years, and it's always fun. So we have deputies that are going to be there for that event as well. So.
Absolutely. And that's the 18th annual Wild West fundraiser. And that will actually get started at 10 a.m. They've got a 5K going on, horseshoes, kids carnival, bounce houses, concessions, so you don't have to worry about food. And it runs till 4, but then the festivities kick back up at 5. Over at the Tuscan. For more adult fun, you can head over for games. There's going to be an auction, dinner, tons of stuff.
You know, those 5Ks are fun, but that's the last K that always gets me.
The first four are fine. Yeah, it's the first five.
Four, first four K are easy. It's that last K.
Well, Sheriff and Justin, I'd like to thank you both so much for coming in. Lots going on in the community this weekend. And I, like you said, it is the kickoff for community events. I mean, from here on out, every weekend is just going to be packed.
I think Mother Nature's going to cooperate. I think it's going to be a good day.
I sure hope so. So make sure to head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com. You can find all of the community events going on this weekend on our website. And Sheriff, your Facebook page, the Carbon County Sheriff's Department Facebook page, is always full of really useful information.
Yeah, we always try to update the latest scams and things on there, so there's always something helpful.
All right. Well, make sure to check that out as well. You're listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. That has been another update with the Carbon County Sheriff's Department. Keep your dials right here.